My name is Betsy Daniels. I got to know or be part of the partnership whilst I was working at Self Help Menenberg in Menenberg. My experiences with the partnership was that because we at the organization used to do north-south exchanges, we had very close encounters with a lot of German people. And also the people of the partnership was in and out of the organization, if I can put it like that. They were like family, they were like, you know, wanting to come and do projects within Menenberg, and that is how we still friends with most of, you know, the people that came as volunteers, but also from the partnership. I was fortunate in 2013 that the partners decided that they then paid my trip to Germany for 17 days, of which I am still so much indebted to them, and still appreciated very much that they could, you know, just come to the party and just say, come, let us take you out of your misery and just come to Germany. I am indebted very much to them, and especially to Birgitte. They decided that, you know, I can come and live with her in Aachen, and that was the best place to be for me in Germany. But what I loved most also, and what stood out for me, is during that visit in 2013, where I met most of Birgitte's friends. She took me to a lot of outings, excursions. She took me go supper with the friends one evening, and to my observation, what is not happening here in South Africa was that Birgitte had a group of friends that, you know, came from professionals, they worked in NGOs, and they were domestics. And what stood out for me is to see how this group of friends did not look down upon each other, but were a group of friends that also had one collective goal in mind at the time. They were busy saving for a communal where they will build a house or a block of flats for them to in order for them to live together. And for me, that really stood out, because if I look at South Africa, that would have been at this juncture of, you know, if you are not a professional, you will never be seen in professional circles. For example, if you're domestic, you will never be allowed to be in the circles of professionals. And that really struck me as, you know, as what I would term, you know, as friendship, as, you know, looking beyond your class, looking beyond your status, but really being a friend, you know, no matter where you come from. And I think because of, I don't know if it's because of the European culture, but here in South Africa, that is, you know, the class issue is still very dominant, let alone the racist issue. So for me, that really stood out, you know, coming from the background or the area that I come from. One close to home, one that I also very much appreciate, was one of the Monikas, and I'm speaking about Monika, the environmentalist, that used to live in Menenberg with one of my ex-colleagues, with Juanita Muguni, where they came to visit me one time. And I have the issue and the challenge of moles forever eating all my plants in my garden and coming out and just destroying my garden. And one day Monika was there, and here the mole pops up out of the ground onto the lawn. And Monika said to us, because we were saying, like, you know, I'm so fed up with this mole, I'm going to kill it. And she just got me out of there to say, no, you can't kill a mole. And we had to go fetch the bucket, and we took the mole into the bucket, and we had to walk and take the mole back to the field. And so, you know, those are the things that resonates with me, you know, of, you know, the kind of people that that I've met, you know, through the partnership, and that have come even, you know, to have homestays in Menenberg, stay with us in Menenberg. So that is my experiences of, you know, knowing German people through the Aachen Cape Town partnership.